If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're having a good time with this.
Yeah, there's some great stories about losing the ring.
So just to reset for people, there was a viral proposal happened in Michigan.
Happened at Boyne. A man was proposing to his girlfriend right there on the Sky Bridge. Dropped the ring through the grating of the bridge to the snow below.
Took
about 118
hours.
Feet. Uh-huh. Hours to find the ring buried in the snow. But they found it.
Yeah, so it all worked out. We want to know about proposal fails and places you've lost the ring. 248-539-9797. Ray in Lake Orion. This is certainly a unique one.
Good morning. This is Ray. Love your show, guys.
Thanks.
About 20 years ago, I was out shoveling the snow. And in the afternoon, I came in, took a nap, and took off my wedding ring. This is in the living room, set it on the table, or so I thought. So I wake up, I didn't think much of it. Then a day passes, it's like, oh, I can't find my wedding ring. You know, I tell my wife, tear apart the couch, tear apart the house. I'm like, she's like, oh, I think you're up to something. I'm like, no. And so more time passes, and it's like, I'm going to have to go buy a new wedding ring. But I didn't. And then so it gets to be March, 2 months later. Kids are out in the backyard scooping up dog poop. And they come running in with a poop on the shovel. Look what we found. Came right in the house with it. But it came back after 2 months living in my dog's digestive tract.
Oh, does your wife still wear that ring?
It was his ring.
It was my ring.
Do you still wear the ring?
Yeah, I still wear that ring.
Okay.
Got a good cleaning, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it got a whole acid cleaning in the dog's stomach, so...
Yes.
Yeah. It's the path it took after the stomach.
Yeah, I think that's what we were thinking about.
Yeah.
That poor jeweler that cleaned that ring didn't know.
Well, it sounds like he didn't get it cleaned. The acid did the trick in his mind.
He had to clean it off.
Yeah. Might have run it underwater. Yeah. Right. But I don't...
Not like you. Yeah. Yes, and put it right back on his finger. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, you give it the sniff test to see if you got it all?
Oh, no.
Oh, need to wash it some more.
Some texts coming in. Was getting ready to propose on a trip to Africa. We were having dinner in the brush. I put the ring on the table, and suddenly out of nowhere, two or three monkeys came running to the table, took the box and two pieces of bread, never saw them or the ring ever again.
Stop. Get out of here. That's the craziest story I've ever heard.
How'd you lose it? The monkeys took it.
Let's hope these rings were insured before all of these awful stories.
I lost my wedding ring 2 years ago in the outfield at Comerica Park. A buddy and I were invited to hit home runs under the lights. I put my mitt in the outfield. I took my mitt off in the outfield to head into the dugout, and the ring must have slid off. I noticed on my way home, Nate in Harrison Township.
Mm. Oh, I feel like that could have been found.
Right.
Probably found by a mower.
Yeah.
I lost the ring I used to wear. I kept it on my two Coke cans, signed Matt Khalil.
If I comment on any of that, it'd be my last day.
Brian in Bloomfield Hills, good morning. Save us. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So about 2-3 weeks after I get married, I have a buddy's bachelor party down in Austin, and we take a party boat on Lake Austin, and they tie you up with like 4 or 5 other, you know, bachelorette parties and bachelor parties in the middle of the lake, or not really in the middle, on the shores of the lake, and we're all partying in the water, and I notice I lose it, and I literally have 40 like random strangers that we've become like friends with through partying combing with their feet the bottom of the lake trying to find this ring. Like, everyone's really trying hard. We don't find it. The best part of the story is, you know, I'm so distraught. I feel bad. You know, I'm a newly married man. I'm like, my wife's going to kill me. I lost my ring.
On a bachelor party.
Her, uh-huh. Right. At a bachelor party, she's going to be like, sure you did.
What are you taking your ring off for at the bachelor party?
Uh-huh.
Right. So I FaceTime her from the boat, from this party. There's music. There's girls all over. And I'm so distraught on the FaceTime. And she's waiting for me to tell her, like, that I just cheated on her. And she's like, oh, you just lost your ring? I thought you were about to tell me you cheated on me. You were so distraught. She's like, it's fine. Who cares? I was like, oh, great. I felt so much better after that. It was like the biggest weight off my shoulder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're
very
lucky
freeing.
You went that way. Yes. Yeah. Well, it could have went much worse.
It could have been. Yes. It sounds like you married the right person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very logical individual. It's hard to find.
Josh and Clausen, you're on 97.1.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
So I have a story. I'm not married yet. I get married on October 10th this year.
But congratulations.
I proposed last December. Thank you. So I proposed in Midland. Proposal went amazing. You know, as a younger guy, I spent a good chunk of my money on this ring. So the next day we get home from up north, and my fiance comes running in. She goes, oh my gosh, I cannot find my ring. And like, at this point, we've only been engaged like 24 hours. So I'm like freaking out, because not only did I spend a lot of money, but it's like, I want to make her happy. So we spent 4 hours combing the house. Like, I'm going through bookshelves and going in the basement, like places, you know, this ring isn't. And, you know, my fiance is so distraught. I'm ready to just try to figure out how to rebuy a ring or something, because it's so fresh. And it turns out the whole time, it was just sitting under a towel on our sink where she was just at. So it was more scary to me that, like, oh my gosh, I, you know, this ring that, you know, not, and these rings aren't cheap, right?
Right.
But looking for it, you know, it showed you like how much that means to them. So we're happy we found it, and thank God she hasn't lost it since. But my advice to you talking about rings is, and this more be more for the fellas, but like, I coach high school football at Clausen, and do you guys invest in the, like,
great legacy there, by the way?
I've actually met you at Clausen before, but yeah, no, I love it. I've having a good time. We're actually really, really, we're really rolling. So, but anyways, do you guys invest in the silicone rings, like when I'm at practice, or do you guys just keep on your rings, and if it gets lost, it gets lost? I'm kind of wondering about that, because I've heard big stories.
I just keep mine on, and obviously Cookies doesn't have to worry about it. But yeah, I just keep mine on, and even when I'm like, when we're punching the bags or I'm holding the bags, like I've never felt like I was going to lose my ring, or I was going to, you know, hit it on a helmet and somehow damage the ring. It's going to happen. It's just part of life. So I just prefer to keep mine on versus take it off or have a replacement. Like you mentioned, the silicone rings. I know a lot of people do that.
I've seen those. Yeah. Colin has one as well that we use, like, when either we're working. I mean, I don't wear my ring now, but when we used to go on trips, the hiking trips, working out, things like that. So I think they're handy.
So you wear it when you're hiking, just not every day.
I used to. And then I had kids, and then the ring kind of just came off.
Yeah. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just gets in the way. I was constantly washing my hands, you know, like changing diapers, putting diaper cream on. It's getting, I don't need it.
I'm getting more judgment and mine's cleaner. You have a ring and don't wear it. At least mine's consistent.
I just don't wear it daily.
Yeah.
I do wear it.
Yeah. If you guys go out and.
Yes. Okay. If we go out, I wear it. If I have an event, I wear it. If I'm doing a commercial, I wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Places where you want people to know, hey, yes, I am. I'm taken.
Yes.
Versus. Your lifestyle.
Cookies proposed with an onion ring from an unnamed texter. Jim and his wife did the Prince Fielder Miguel Cabrera handshake to celebrate. Yes. Let's get back to the people. Barry, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I think I'm within that week. So to quote Wojo, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Anyway, this is going back to the late 80s. My new wife and I were on a honeymoon. We were in Boston. We had a rented car, so we got in late. We checked in at our hotel. Then in the morning, we already had our plans set up. We were showered, washed up, and then I can't find my ring. And so we looked everywhere. We had them go back up and look through the sheets that were pulled. They tore apart the drains in the bathroom, thinking it went down the drain. And then they basically told us that the ring was in the river.
Oh,
so,
then yeah.
So she was not happy. This was our first fight, if you want to call it that. She wasn't talking to me. So I threw the luggage in the back seat. We're going to our next destination. And every time I'd hit a light, the luggage would hit the back seat of the car. And she finally just yelled at me and said, "Get the damn luggage. Throw it in the trunk." You know, she was mad.
Oh, wow, yeah. Everything's going to set her off. Yep.
Well, so I open up the trunk to throw the luggage in, and there in the trunk was my ring. So apparently, you know, this was late October, so nights get cool. I'm not used to wearing jewelry, so the ring had slid off my finger because of the cold air.
Mm.
And so I put it on my finger, tapped on her window. She looks at me in disgust until she opened it. I said, "Oh, look." And she was thrilled, and the rest of the honeymoon was great until 17 years later when we got divorced. So that's another story.
Yeah, well, time to lose it.
Okay, then. That was a bit of a roller coaster of a story. Here, I thought we were getting the classic, and we've been
happily married ever since.
Uh-huh. That'll happen, too.
Yes.
248-539-9797. You want to get to Amber here?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Amber, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller. I love you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So my husband the day after we got married, like the morning after we are going to get breakfast. And I just had a feeling that he would lose his wedding ring. He was just like, I don't know how to wear this. Should I take it off? I should just leave it on. Don't take it off. So we get out of the car, like after our first night together, and he says, oh, I have to grab my scarf. He grabs his scarf out of the car, and I look at his hand, and the wedding ring is gone. And he goes, oh, my God, I lost my wedding ring. And I said, do not worry. And I pulled out, and I didn't tell him I got this. I bought him two wedding rings because I just knew. I don't know how he lost it. We searched our Airbnb, but it was just, I knew it. I had the feeling that he would lose his wedding ring right away. And I just didn't know he would lose it the day after. And yes, so.
Well prepared. You knew your partner well.
I knew it. He has since, he doesn't wear it because he's a healthcare worker, so he has to wash his hands constantly. So he has it and he'll like put it on for an occasion or anything. But yeah, after that, I have not spent much money on, because he also lost that ring. So right now he just has an Amazon steel ring that he wears. But it was just, I could not believe it. I was like, how did I know the day after? So yeah.
Your instincts were spot on. Yep. Yeah, and you should. Yep. Amber, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for calling in. Call back anytime.
Thank you guys.
Some great stories.
That is some really good stories.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,